This is CJ Kinney for Esoterica, a short feature which delves into the realms of the extraordinary. And today I have a question for you. What's your story? For our purposes here today, a story is anything you think or believe that is not based on facts, is not based on reality at all, but based solely on your ideas and your thoughts and even your fears of what someone else is thinking. For instance, let's watch Jane make up a story out of nothing more than a glance in her general direction from a complete stranger at the supermarket. Jane notices the glance and almost automatically thinks, "Why is he looking at me? God, he thinks I look gross. What is his friggin' deal? Hasn't he ever been overwhelmed and run out of mayonnaise? What a jerk. This is the last thing I need today." Jane is now upset. She acts as if she knows what someone else is thinking. She has decided that a complete stranger is judging her, and she's come up short in her idea of his estimation. Jane now acts on this made-up story of hers. She gets mad, silently calls him a jerk, and lets her stress levels soar, and all because Jane, erroneously, believes she knows what everyone around her is thinking. But here's the kicker. Jane does not actually know what this stranger was thinking. She only thinks she knows. He could very well have been thinking, "If I don't get that report in by tomorrow morning, I'm toast." And this has nothing at all to do with Jane. But since Jane makes up stories about what other people are thinking, she causes herself to suffer, never seeing that she is the one who causes it all. Sounds kind of nutty, doesn't it? But I bet you do the same sort of thing, and you don't even know it. We're advised not to judge, but when was the last time someone advised you to stop making up stories? Story making takes judgment to a whole new level of personal stress and drama. It creates an entirely new reality and makes it so real that the story maker himself believes it and then actually acts on his own self-generated misinformation like it was the real deal. Now here's something else that Jane doesn't realize. The world only has the meaning she herself assigns to it. Let me say this again. The world and everything in it has only the meaning Jane decides it does. If she decides that a glance from a stranger is a critical judgment, then this idea will dictate her next actions, and she will likely feel bad. But she could instead make up a different story altogether, deciding that the glance was in fact a positive appraisal of her appearance, and then she might feel good. But neither is reality. The only reality here is that a stranger glanced in her direction. That's it. There's nothing more. Anything additional is a complete fabrication, a made-up story, a personal judgment gone completely awry. The fact is, we do not know what someone else is thinking. We can guess, but we don't know. We don't. You don't know. And I don't know. And this is a very good thing. When we recognize we don't know what other people are thinking, we have the opportunity to free ourselves from the time-consuming, misery-inducing activity of making up stories about them. If we make this choice to distinguish what actually happens from the stories we make up about them, we will be free from much of the drama and stress we experience daily in our lives. If Jane had simply noticed the stranger's glance and thought instead, "I have no idea what that stranger is thinking," Jane would have had a happier shopping experience. Jane, in fact, would have a happier life. The good news is that Jane finally realized that her internal dialogue expanded everything she observed into the world, like a stranger's glance, into a story. And she realized that the story was rarely, if ever, true. So she stopped telling stories and lived happily ever after. Oh, she still had challenges, to be sure. But creating scary stories based on small slices of meaningless reality wasn't one of them. This is CJ Kinney for Esoterica. Thanks for listening.